Hello, my name is Kiara O'Leary, and you are here listening to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence. And we have such a special guest on the show today, Rachel Drane Groover. She is the creator of the Art of Feminine Presence and the Awaken Your Impact training. And I first met her, I don't even know if you know this, Rachel Drane, but I first met you about 2 years ago when I was in the pit of my struggles, and I saw you at a speaking dinner, just a little glimpse, a little taster. And I remember speaking to you and feeling absolutely heard and seen. And I felt that you were so present with me. And so I'm really, really honored to be able to talk with you now about presence. That's such a beautiful way to have the world just gather and guide us to be able to have this conversation today. Welcome, Rachel Drane.
Thank you so much. I didn't know that. That's good. That's what I attempt to do each time.
Yeah, you are incredible at that. And I know that you've had a journey in your life, and I would love to hear how you got to navigate the same challenges that everyone else navigates and then come to this beautiful place of being able to be really centered and present for the people that you're with. Can you tell us about your story?
Absolutely. Well, it started in Australia. I'm sitting here in my office in Port Collins today, but I'm originally from Melbourne. And I started a personal growth journey pretty early on. I was one of those youngins that would go into retreats like in my teens. And I remember seeing like a personal growth guru come on the, you know, Channel 7 at one point, and they were speaking out of the television saying, you know, do you want to know why you create your life the way you create it? You know, and none of my friends at that time were into it. I was like 18 or something. And I'm like, yes, I do want to know why I create what I create. And so it's been in me, right, all my life. But I was a singer full time, mm-hmm. and I was learning and studying stage presence in that way because I wanted to move, you know, an audience emotionally and all of that. But I was getting a little bit burnt out, or a lot burnt out, with the music industry. Mm-hmm. And I was finding I was staying home a lot. You know, trying to do some study into different things like psychology or whatever. But I would go home and I was a little depressed, and I would start watching Oprah. And Oprah was at that time doing the, all the spiritual authors. She had just started. I mean, this is like 15 years ago or something, more than that. She just started her own journey of bringing these teachers onto her show. And I was just like, oh my God. Look at these Americans. They're so conscious. I've learned the hard way that they're not old that way, being here. But it's been quite a journey. I moved to America to work with a spiritual guru and just sort of be immersed in that many years ago, like 13, 14 years ago now. And when I moved, I wanted to change careers from music and just, you know, entertaining people for entertainment's sake and really inspire people to live an inspired life with a divine calling, just like you do. And when I made that move, I was hearing all these American coaches saying, do what you love and the money will follow. You just need to trust and you need to stay guided and all of that. Just do what you love and the money will follow. Well, I got over here and figured out pretty quickly that the money does not follow when you just follow what you want to do. I was struggling for many, many years. But like any struggle, it supports you to go to the next level if you choose for it to be that. And so I did. I was, you know, trying to learn a lot and understand the coaching industry and workshop facilitation. Those things were the things that I really wanted to do. And in the midst of all of that, I realized that I had succumbed to the biggest, you know, wrong in all spiritual understanding, which is doing becomes before being. It's the other way around. And for me, it was like the strategies come before my presence. And I really had to take a hard look at the industry of teachers and authors and spiritual leaders and workshop facilitators and people like you, you know, at that time going, well, why are there some people are doing really, really well and others that aren't doing well at all?
Mm-hmm.
They might be great at what they do, but no one's paying attention to them. No one's listening, and they're definitely not making money doing what they want to do. What's the difference? And I realized that those few that were doing well in their income and their impact, they had a lot of presence. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't that they were just knowing how to do a podcast or how to build an email list. They had a lot of presence on stage or in a one-to-one communication or on video. And I was not focused there. So when I got it the right way round, this was about 7 years ago now, I committed to mastering presence, you know, on stage, on a video camera, one-to-one connection, sales conversation, conflict, because I knew if I could really hold my center no matter what, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. Not from the spiritual la land. Anything is possible. Like, really, if I can hold that, because we're thrown off our center so easily, especially in business. You know what it's like.
I think relationships is harder than business.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once I made that shift, since about 7 years ago, we have been on a trajectory in our business that's been unbelievable. I mean, from really struggling, I was making 30,000 or less for many, many years, which is not enough to, you know, have the life that I want to have. Now we make multi-million dollars a year doing this work on presence, spiritual development, business for spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, speaking, bringing all the things that have made our thought leadership, you know, our business work. We now teach as well as the art of feminine presence. So it's it's been an amazing journey to go like, why do some people get attention really easily and why are some stay sort of invisible and struggling? And I've loved that question. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your journey with us. Oh my gosh, I've got so many questions. much of what you said, I'm like, okay, but how? This is so cool. So you just asked the question I would love to ask you. Why are some people recognized and honored for who they are? And why are some people kind of overlooked? You know, there's some people who walk into a room and you're like, whoa, I noticed that person. And then there are some people who walk in and nobody notices. You exactly. Kind of overlook some people.
Exactly, yeah. Well, before they open their mouth, it's very much about their presence. And I call, it magnetic presence. And that comes through your body, how it moves. It comes through your energy internally and what's happening around you, you know, in what I call the light globe or your aura or your energetic presence.
Mm.
It comes through the tone of your voice, not the words you're saying. Your range, like your range of expression and all these things we get when people walk in. I mean, everybody has a signal that they're sending. And some people, when they're present, they just send a clear signal. I'm confident. I have something of value. I'm humble in that. I'm present. And people can read that person as attractive, where other people are not present. So there's like a weak signal going up. You know, like it's not being sent. So that their body's shut down, their energy's shut down. And also I see a lot of people, men and women, who may have a lot of magnetic presence when they're feeling comfortable, but when they're put in a situation like up on stage or go networking or on a date, it all goes out the window because they're in a stress situation. So all their presence goes. And then there's my favorite, which is the signal goes up, which is completely screwed up because they're either trying to project their confidence or they're trying to project that they're awesome or trying to be something that they already are usually. They're not trying to be something they're not, but they're trying to project this quality. And so the signal goes up is almost opposite to what they're trying to get. And so a lot of people are like, why people judge me for that? Like, why do people always say that I come across like that? Yeah. So you might be in one of three categories and then we change, right? We shift and change. But if you can learn the practices of staying present, but also emitting a magnetic energy, it makes it a lot easier, you know, to keep people's attention, hold it. And, you know, these days I'm always saying to business owners, if you're a business owner, the most valuable currency in business is attention. Mm-hmm. If you don't have people's attention, you can't hold it. There's nothing. You can start watching the podcast, but not going to finish it or, you know.
So gosh, I hope we're doing well then. People are going to keep listening to us, right? But, you know, I love that because it's in business, it's in relationships, if you're dating or even if you want to make new friends and you're dropping your kids off at school and there's some, like, the other mothers or other fathers notice you. It's that presence, it's that, I believe that everyone wants to be seen and heard for who they really are and known and loved for that. And so this is really important for all areas of their life to be seen and known. So important, not overlooked.
Exactly. And, you know, we work with both men and women, but a lot of women mostly, and so many women are overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you think that you are or not, you know, some women will be like, I'm not overlooked, but overlooked can be they're not asking you for the next date or they're not actually paying you the money for, you know, your services. They might be saying, oh, that's so wonderful, that's so interesting, but they're not actually giving you the money or the date is like, it's going lovely, but there's something that's not gelling, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to watch that. Now, I'm on a journey. I'm not saying that I'm always present or always, you know, bringing that thing into what I want into my life. But the level of it has magnified just a hundredfold since going, I need to learn these practices of presence. And I know you've been to Art of Feminine Presence, and that's, you know, 44 practices that increase your presence that we teach at Awaken Your Impact and other things. But it's what people miss because they're all thinking, what do I say and what do I do and how do I get the strategy right?
And do you know what? When I went to the Art of Feminine Presence, I really had such an embodied understanding of what my patterns are with other people. So you talk about this light globe around us and that we are kind of like the filament on the inside. Do you want to explain that? And then I'll explain my realizations around it. I'll let you explain it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of the fundamental practices of Art of Feminine Presence is what we call the radiant glow or your light globe. Mm. And this is true for men as well. I mean, you might not call it radiance, but this magnetic presence. And you think of a light globe, a light bulb, and you've got the filament inside, and then you've got the container, the glass, the bulb, and then you've got the light that's lighting up the room. Mm. And life is easier when you can walk into a room and light it up.
Mm.
And so understanding the energy of the filament is your power center, Dantian, we call it womb space, lower Dantian, whatever you want to call it, about 3 inches below the navel is that filament. And if you can really drop home and be centered lower in your pelvis, automatically your presence turns on. But then there's the filling of this energy, and most people are either shrinkers or they just don't contain. And you've got to contain it like a light bulb. The light is not jumping out of the bulb. It's the containment of that wattage. And the stronger the wattage, the more it lights up. So it's like keeping that potency of your energy to feel that that's a container. And I usually think about an arm's length out and letting all my light fill up there. But I don't have to be everywhere. I don't have to try and impress that person over there or project my confidence there. The more I can stay here and feel the juicy joy potency of my energy, the more people naturally see the glow, see the radiance. So what happened to you?
So I noticed that one of my patterns is as I get near people who I feel are, I guess, I've put them on a pedestal. I've decided that they're more important than me. I shrink. And I particularly did that with men. So my light bulb shrinks and I just get smaller and smaller and smaller energetically. which was very interesting to note. And then one of the other things that I noticed was, as we do this exercise where we walk around and we, what I remember from it is I was trying to be confident and empowered and all of those sorts of things. And I used to be an event manager, and I remembered how I felt as I was like walking around with my clipboard, right? That's what I use. And I walked around feeling confident, trying to feel confident. And my friend, the person that was reflecting back to me how I looked, said that I looked stuck up and that I thought I was important and all of these sorts of things that it's not the truth of who I am, but I have had reflected a lot of times in my life. And so that was very interesting. And then when we dropped down into our filament, our womb space, our home space, as I walked around like that, I naturally was confident and empowered. And she got that, just this sense of I was at home in my body and that I was open, but calm and confident at the same time. That was really
cool. That is really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Because it is like when we try, it screws up the signal. Mm. And I also hear too that it's very draining to always like be on. You know, I've got to be on, I've got to have the clipboard, and I'm like rocking it out. And it, after a day or a year of that, which a lot of people are running that energy, it's draining and it's confusing. You're like, why aren't people responding the way that I want and telling me these weird things? It's right on.
Yeah, so I thank you for gifting me with that experience.
Totally.
So I would love to know, we've gone this far, but we didn't really define how we see presence. And I would love to know your definition of presence and why it's so important in everyday life.
Yeah, I mean, presence is not performance. It's not acting. It's not projecting that I am, you know, confident, anything like that. It's not manipulating other people to give you attention. It really is, you know, constant awareness of your body, your energy, and the magic of this moment that's happening right here, right now. And we use the body and our energy to be the anchor to that. And so it really is about being present in the moment. But what's so confusing to a lot of people, or why it's hard to be present in the moment for a lot of people, is they don't have an anchor for it. So they've read it, or they know it intellectually, just be present. But how the hell do you do that when you got someone judging you or breaking up with you, or you're in a sales conversation, you're freaked out a little bit about it, like whatever the hard thing is for you. So we use specific practices through body, voice, energy to keep you anchored in that present moment.
Yeah.
So you only feel an amazing bubble of energy and magnetism coming out of you. And I love a definition I heard one of my favorite speakers, Bo Eason, talk about, which is magnetism is a definition for it is seeing someone delight in themselves. When we see someone really delight in themselves and who they are, it's so magnetic. But why we have to remember that presence is not projection is because that's what people try to look like life's wonderful, especially on Facebook these days, you know, and the social media. It's all about like, how good can I look? You know, and I don't want to show you when I'm falling apart, but I'll show you when I'm all shiny and life is great. So it's not about trying to put it on, but just in the moment, having a great old time in your body. So that's what it is. It's just real constant awareness and being tuned into the magic of the moment. And I use, you know, eyeballs so I can see your eyes and your eyes cue me. Am I home? Am I just here? You know, am I distracted or am I really here? And that's my spiritual practice, because if I can use you or the next thing I've got to be a reminder, am I home? Then I'm happy. When I don't do that, I'm usually stressed.
Yeah, because we're looking at the future, aren't we? If we're not home, we can be looking either at the past or the future, and we can miss what's really here right in front of us.
Yes, yes. Mm. And so it becomes interesting. You know, I don't know how many people watch you who have your own business or a hobby on the side where you want to do something creative, right? Mm. Or something that's a little group for women or whatever. But what's become interesting the last few years is there's one thing to be present, right? And you're present on the date or you're present with your kids or you're present in this conversation. And then you layer on strategy. Then you layer on, okay, you're shooting a Facebook Live video, but you've got to be present and you've also got to get people to want to work with you afterwards.
Mm,
mm. So you've now got this, but you have to be strategic and you have to get them to do something, which takes us into our head of like, I want to say this because I need them to XYZ, whatever you want them to do. So that's where my love is right now. Like, how can we get people to put pressure on them, right? They're at me, they're up on stage, you're doing a video or something, and stay present even then, that they become just as effective as someone offering something and just as present. And that's not easy. I don't know if you relate to that.
I can even remembering to do the whole, okay, rate and review at the end of this podcast because I'm so with the person I'm interviewing has been a challenge for me. It's one I'm enjoying at the moment. But it is remembering the things that we need to do at the same time as being fully present in the moment. And that is across all areas of your life. Like when you're talking with someone that you love or your kids or your partner and someone else is, I don't know, maybe there's an appointment you have to get to or you need to get this done before you leave the house. How do you manage the pressures of life and the challenges of life and the things that have to get done and be really present in the moment?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know, I have a very personal example of something really similar. In the last few days, my partner and I have had quite a few challenges and beautiful opportunities to really see old patterns that are coming up. I have never learned so much about my old patterns that as I have in the last few days. Like my little child has shown up so much. It's been incredible. And we were having a conversation and I said to him, what have you learned over the last few days? And I had an objective. I had one thing that I wanted him to say back. And he said about six things back. And I was like, and? I couldn't even hear what he was saying because I was so focused on the objective of the one thing I wanted him to have learned that I couldn't see the beauty of all of the things that he had learned about us and our relationship in that time. Nice. And I got to the end of that and realized, and he was about to say, so is there a particular answer you're looking for? but it was a real learning opportunity for me to notice that I wasn't present. I had an objective and I couldn't just receive from life as well. So I think that was a really interesting lesson in presence, which always comes up. Yeah, life always gives me a lesson just before I do a podcast interview. It's so interesting. And one of my clients recently, she's a pet photographer and children photographer. And she told me that when she begins with them, she asks the parents of the pet or the child, asks them, what do they do when you're not looking? If no one else was in the room, what would they be doing? And questions like that. And often the parents are like, I don't even know. And they realize that they haven't been paying that much attention as they've gone along. And so that was actually the catalyst for me really wanting to talk about presence with you today, because I feel like there are so many moments we're missing and not getting the full benefit out of, like in our personal lives and in our business, things that we're just passing us by because we're not fully present in our bodies, in receiving and understanding what we desire out of that as well. I'm so excited to be talking to you about it. Have you had moments where either you weren't present and something passed you by and that was a really great learning opportunity? Or have you had moments where you were and magic just unfolded that couldn't have unfolded if you weren't present?
Well, I've had many of the second after I finally got with the program. where I wasn't present. Yeah, I mean, I think what the most recent times are when I'm in a conversation with somebody and I'm not present enough to hear what they're not saying. I'm just I'm in what I call my head bubble and they're in what they call, I call their head bubble, and we're just talking. And usually when someone's speaking to me, what they're saying out of their mouth is not what they're necessarily meaning. I think that's the case for a lot of us, right? If it's, if there's something that is, you know, at stake, and most people that talk to me these days, they have something at stake, whether it's my husband and we're having an interaction and he wants me to get something or give him, you know, appreciation, and that's what he's really saying, but I'm not listening for it. Or my team, and we have a team of 12 people here at the office, and I'm the boss, and so that, so they'll come and they'll be saying something, but I'm not like really hearing what they're really saying. And then clients are at an event, you know, part of that challenge is like, what are they really saying? And if I don't hear that, I miss the opportunity to really either appreciate or heal or be a different version of a leader for them, so they don't they're not always thinking leaders are idiots or not compassionate or, you know, just power over. But the things that have happened because of presence are very wide and varied. I mean, I think I'm a speaker, as you know, and so I love to get in front of an audience, and I'm an introvert, so it's a great way for me to share my message, because I don't love the whole partying and networking and small talk. I like, you know, presenting. And as that presence has gone up, every time I speak, multiple people in that audience are saying, can you come and speak at my event? Or, you know, when I was a few years ago being asked to go to events that were more like 50 or 100 people, now there are 1,000 people. And, you know, so that's helped. Definitely with clients or people who are thinking about working with us or coming to an event, you know, if I wasn't present, they wouldn't feel my integrity or the trust or the, you know, that. Definitely whenever I'm not present with my love of my life, it doesn't go well. Yeah. When I'm present, it goes well. So it's really across the board, like you said, it's for every single area of your life. Just usually I lead with leadership, you know, or your career or business if you have one, your message, because we attract so many people who've been on a personal and spiritual development path who are now like wanting to share themselves in a larger way. And you need presence to be able to do it. Otherwise, you're just one of so many people that are trying to get their message out and inspire others, but it's not quite working. So we love really helping those people, as well as women that you've seen come to our other events from all walks of life, you know, that are there for just a personal growth experience sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you know, my partner recently went to Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins, and he sat next to someone who was really, really big in the fly-in, fly-out industry, and my partner is a mindset coach for the fly-in, fly-out industry. And he didn't start it.
Fly in, fly out industry.
Oh, okay. It is in Australia, you know, that we've got a lot of mining. So it's the people who live in one city and fly out 4 weeks at a time to work and then fly back for maybe a week and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they've got quite a lot of suicide and depression out in those sorts of areas, like divorce, marriage breakdown. Yeah. So as you can imagine, it's tough. And so my partner is a mindset coach for them because he's worked in that field for 5 years. And thankfully he is now home. So that's beautiful. And he sat next to someone who could have introduced him like to thousands of people. And he was so caught up in what he was doing at the event that he didn't start a conversation. He wasn't present with the guy next to him and he missed that opportunity. How interesting is that? He heard him talk about it to someone else later and he didn't get the chance to then introduce himself. However, just yesterday online, I saw someone talk about how they've been wanting to meet their dad for the last 2 years. It's all they'd wanted. And they walked into a shop, I think it was a newsagent's or something. They started a conversation with the man that owns the newsagent's and was just really present. He happened to have been from the same country her dad was from in the Middle East. And when she told him his name, it was his best friend. And she met her dad's best friend in the newsagent's. How beautiful is that?
Oh my gosh.
If she had not been present, she wouldn't have been able to connect then with her dad. That's just the presence is so powerful, isn't it?
And it's connection to what the divine is trying to tell you also. You know, you've got every answer that you need. And sometimes other people are the answer. Some people just show up and they're the answer, and other times it's hearing it and, you know, it's getting aligned to that. And we were sharing before we started, like, this has been the most inflow year of my life, because not just for the presence, for the magnetism in the way that I want to use that for good, but the ability to hear what's next.
Yeah.
And if you follow what's next, things line up. I mean, you've got to still take action on what the divine is telling you, but you know, it supports that lining up of what your destiny is.
Yeah. And just last week we talked about the power of prayer in terms of setting an intention, asking for what you desire. And so I think it's such a great follow-up that we can talk about presence this week. And really, presence is the key to hearing the divine. You can pray all you like, but if you don't listen to the answers or pay attention as the answers come to you, it's not going to work. So
do follow through on.
Awesome. So can you take us through some presence activities, perhaps? I would love to. I know that we can't share them all here, and we have an awesome opportunity for people to hear about them at the end for free, because Rachel Jane is awesome and she's giving away some gifts. But can you share with us some presence activities right now that people could do while they're listening at home?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton. So I wonder, is there someone coming to mind that you know that's struggling with some issue that you've heard recently, a client of yours, or that I can relate to a challenge? Or
do you know what I think is the one that I hear the most? That people don't know how to be present. I know that that's really broad. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I want to be present. I want to be here with you. I want to be in my body. But their mind seems to take over and they don't know how to feel that. And I know that was a really big journey for me as well. I'm like, okay, great. Being in your body, what the hell does that feel like?
Yes. Good, good. Well, going back to what I talked about, the head bubble is where we usually talk from and definitely think from, which is outside of your body. It's like the cartoon character dialogue bubble. And when we're in there, it's hard to feel any sensation in our body because we're just in thinking mode. So I want everybody to just go up and hover above your head for a moment and start to think about things that you're a bit worried about. And just play the worry. Oh gosh, I've got to do this. And oh, how is this going to work out? And how is that going to work out? And just notice what happens when you're floating. And when I'm floating, this is how I sort of talk. Hi, Kiara, it's Rachel Jane here, and I'm so happy to be on our call with you today. It's going to be really great to talk about presence and awakening yourself and your impact in the world. And Like that's from my head bubble. I'm thinking.
You're saying, yeah, you're saying all of the same right things. They're just not coming. I can't feel you in them.
Thank you. It's right. People won't be able to feel you and you actually can't feel yourself. And it's because, again, the signal is a great analogy. If you're not feeling your own signal, your own passion and excitement and conviction and experience that you've had developing whatever you're talking about, no one else is going to feel it. And that comes from your body. So if I pull my attention down from my head bubble and I go first to our power center, which is about 3 inches below the navel. So you can put your hand there, just sort of feel how low 3 inches at least is below the navel. And back toward the spine, I like to imagine something there, a globe of light or a crystal or a moon or something, right, sitting there. And with each breath, I want you to feel more and more sensation in the inner energetic space of your pelvis. Might sound weird. For your people, it might be totally fine. But right, like feeling into the internal space of your body. And with each breath, just paying more and more attention to the lower half of your body. Almost thinking the word anchor again, or the you know, holding something down, because everything wants to just go up to worry. Everything wants to just go up to strategy. Everything sometimes wants to go up to nervousness. Oh, I don't know what to say. So we just jump out of our body. Sometimes we jump into the next room because we don't want to even be there. But if I drop down into my power center, this is what happens. I can start feeling my own self and how I want to share what I'm talking about. And when I stay down here, what happens is there becomes a magic, is like the best way to talk. Like there's a feeling like something magical is happening right now. It's never going to happen again except right now. And that's not coming from my mind. That my body informs me that that's happening if I can stay in my power center. If I can't, then I can't. Mm-hmm. Now, some women go, well, I thought this, you know, you really should be in your heart center the most. Like, this is where we really want to come from versus having your pelvis be your power center. But with presence, actually the pelvis is more important because that is, again, your anchor. Your heart opens and your heart closes depending on whether you feel safe or not. So I say this to a lot of the speakers that we work with, you know, people who want to lead groups or whatever. It's, they get up and they share something, but their heart closes off because now they've got people looking at them and they're trying to remember what they need to say and be good. Their heart closes off because they're not anchored in their pelvis. So I think of it as building blocks, right? You've got to be in your lower chakras, otherwise you'll have a wonderful, open, loving heart when you feel safe, and it will close when you don't feel safe. And you being open and present when you don't feel safe are the keys to the kingdom. If you can, when all eyes are on you, when everything is going to hell in a handbasket, and you know you're in conflict with your partner, and you're about to, on the verge of making a big sale that you really, really need, but you're trying to stay detached. All those moments, if you can learn this and be this, everyone will want you. It is magical.
So you're saying that it's like taking the safety away from the external world and putting it into our anchor inside of us.
I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. So we can feel safe regardless because we are safe inside of ourselves. That's exactly. A really key point.
And a lot of people say that, right? You've got to love yourself. You've got to be okay with yourself. You've got to be, but then we're like, what the do you mean? Like, how, you know? And it really, I mean, the long way around is coaching and therapy and all of that, which is good, but the short way, the quicker way to that is embodiment and is understanding the energy of presence. Because you can go there. And I mean, in our events, as you see, I can show someone how to go there within a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much anyone, how to go from invisible to extremely magnetic. We just had Awaken Your Impact here in America. And there was quite a few people who got up into the audience and they started speaking and everyone's like, you know, whatever. And when they did these presence practices, everyone stilled the room. I mean, you could hear a pin drop as they were speaking. It only took me 30 seconds to get them to be able to hold an audience of 200 where they're not used to doing it. And you could hear a pin drop. It was because of the presence.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Being able to practice that and the consistency of it. So that's what I meant to say, is it's easy to get there, but can you hold it? How can you get consistent?
And how do you recommend that we do that? Because I think I've got, you know, some challenges around that. I get excited sometimes and it's like my energy is like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm going to come closer to you. And then I come out of my own body because I'm so excited about what I'm talking about. How do we stay in there?
Well, you know, it's practice.
I knew you were going to say practice.
It really is. It's funny, you know, it's like, I know you practice this, so I want you to give yourself credit that you practice more than most, right? But it's like we're in a culture, I don't know if you see this as much in Australia, but here in America, I mean, I'm in Australia like twice a year, so I'm seeing it, but I'm not there all the time. And it's like with this word impact, you know, we work with a lot of people that are wanting to make an impact. They want to make the impact, but no one is willing to look at the mountain that it takes.
Mm.
Everyone's wanting to make a difference, but you want me to line up what it takes to create a seven-figure business or even a message that's going to make you good money to support one VA. Like, no one wants to look at that. And it's sort of the same in, you know, the speaker realm, the relationship realm. Everyone wants the love of their life.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to go through the shit.
God, it takes some work, doesn't it?
Make that. It takes massive work. And it's the same with presence. Everyone, you know, I had so many people that this last week, we're actually on a huge high from Awaken Your Impact last week. So many people I could see looking at me going, I want to be like how she feels on stage. Right? And they were saying, I want to be like how she feels, but no one wants to do the practice to do as much of that as I've done.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want to in the beginning. You have to start seeing the reaction. So what I would recommend this week for everyone listening is do the home space, right? Drop into your center and notice every two eyeballs that look at you. Are you home? Meaning, can you feel the inner space of your pelvis? Have you got your light globe on and can you feel your own glow? When two eyeballs happen, when two eyeballs come in front of you. And then notice how people are responding to you differently. Because that's the loop. If you just do it, but you're not listening to how people are responding to you, you won't be as likely to practice it. So when I started this, it was sort of out of it was out of pain, really, because no one was paying attention to me. And I decided to get five women together in my living room to go, I know there's stuff that I learned from my singing days and my voice days and my performing days of like learning presence so we stand out. So we started doing it and we set the intention during the week to see how people responded to us differently. And all five of us noticed within days, people were like, what have you been doing? Like, you know,
it was a haircut.
Yeah. And it was easier. Like when we were going networking at the time, like people were listening to us more than anyone else. So we knew it was working. And I just stumbled on more and more of these practices that have you be the one that stands out and inspires change. And so I did that, and you know, it was a ongoing practice, but it was because I noticed people responding to me that made me keep practicing.
Yeah. And I
that is sorry, yeah, go ahead.
I love that you talk about the eyeballs, because that's a reminder every time we see a new set of eyeballs. Are we home? Are we home? And I do that a lot to implement stuff with, I anchor it to certain locations or activities. So often my manifesting I do in the car, I drive along. That's how I manifested my partner. Well, one of the activities I did to manifest my partner was I pretended to be on the phone to him coming through the car speaker and talking about my day and how it was as I was coming home.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool to pick certain activities or places or people that you see when you first see them to then use that to remind you.
First contact is actually the most important. So I used to, you know, when I wasn't as practiced, I would not walk into a room until I was present. And I would practice that, like, first contact. Again, some of you, it's going to be so easy for you to project confidence, project that I'm present. No. Home, feeling your own space and going into that, because I knew that if I could do it that first contact, that would make the difference. And the good thing is to know that you don't have to be feeling great for this to work. Like, there would be many days where I would go somewhere and I'd be, you know, on my period and I'm tired. I'm just like, whatever. That I'd be like, I'm just going to be home. I'm just going to have my light globe on. And people would still come up and go, I just know what everybody else has been saying about you. I'm so glad I met you, because they've been just saying that you're so present and beautiful. And I'm like sitting there going, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is practicing my presence exercises. And then I'm like, bing, all I'm doing is practicing my presence exercises.
Yeah, I feel that so much, Rachel Jane. I used to be so nervous about getting on coaching calls or doing a podcast interview when I was feeling off, because, you know, life happens. Like, sometimes I've been crying and then I pull myself together and I get on a call. And I used to project a version of me that I wanted to be. And now I just sit in my body. And if that means that I talk a little less for a while, or I feel a little more vulnerable, but I'm still open and I'm still here, that to me has actually allowed me to have some of the most powerful coaching conversations with my clients, some of the most powerful podcast interviews or conversations with the people I love, because I'm just there. I'm raw, I'm vulnerable, I'm open, but I'm there. And that is so powerful.
That's what everyone wants, whether they want to admit it or not, from a leader like you are with your tribe. And we want raw, we want vulnerable, we want real. And not some polished, poised version of someone, you know. And it's important to get quicker and quicker in those moments of when it's not going well to be able to adjust. I had a funny story just at Awaken Your Impact last year. We were just about to do the opening act, as I would say. It's a bit different to what you've come to. We do this whole opening act thing.
Cool.
And then about to open the doors, and the band on stage, like, we hired, bless them, a few flaky musos, and right before we're about to open the doors, they are having this whole thing on stage, and I'm like, I hadn't been that pissed in a while. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. We are about to open for 200 people to come in this room and do this thing. So I am like so stressed because this is happening, and in 5 minutes I gotta be on, you know. And all I could do was just go into the corner, you know, go into the green room and do all these things. And I wanted to share that for, like, what's your version of that for everyone listening? What's your version where you get caught and you get caught in, like, oh, I'm frustrated, or oh, I need to, you know, coach this client. You're a coach, you know, and they're plugging you in with their stuff. I mean, if you can change it quickly and come back to that, you will never be without amazing opportunities in your life.
Yeah, yeah. The prayer stuff that we talked about last week, for everyone listening, so good for that. And the presence, drop into your body. Oh, Rachel Jane, I love everything you say, and the Awaken Your Impact sounds so different to what I've been to, the Art of Feminine Presence. Can you tell us about that? And I know you have a gift for our listeners, so I would love to hear some more about that.
Absolutely. I am, like I said, we just came off it here in Dallas, in Dallas, Texas. We do this twice a year, once in the U.S., and this year we're doing it for the first time in Australia. We're doing it in Melbourne on November 17 to 19. It's a three-day training specifically for people who are either business owners, entrepreneurs, or who have been on the fence thinking about doing their own message or their own thing, whether it's a small way or a big way or anywhere in between. We've got already a great group coming from making zero to seven figures and everything in between, because it's not about so much the business strategy, like daily opt-in list and build the emails and all of that, even though we will teach some great strategy on how to build your business, but it's about you mastering presence. So you'll do some of the practices and get candid feedback, and what I call getting the handbrake off, mastering your fear and the shadows that keep showing up that stop you from moving forward into what your heart is really calling you to do and being radiant and magnificent doing that. And it's about leadership, being that person that people really want to follow and having a compelling communication style, whether you want to be on a stage, small or large, or you've got a message like you do, Kiara. You know, I want to be heard. I want to be unique. I want to stand out. And what are the mechanics and the presence that creates a very magnetic message that's unlike anyone else's, so you can stand out? So it's this combination of personal development and business development that is, I have to say, amazing. So what we're doing is, if anyone would like to come who is part of Kiara's tribe, we have 9 free tickets. It's 9 people. The regular price of the event is $9.97, and that we're in an early bird of about $4.97 right now. It will be $9.97 close to the date. And so it's just the first 4 people that go to the link. The link is awakenyourimpact.com/Melbourne/free ticket. And Kiara, you can put it somewhere that people can see, but it's awakenyourimpact.com/Melbourne/free ticket. And have a look. There's a little video there. But if you're feeling like you need inspiration, you need more presence to stand out, and you want to make more money having a message that is positive, life-affirming, you will be with about 200 conscious entrepreneurs, great networking, great joint venture partner possibilities too. And going from last week, you will have your socks blown off. I know that's very un-Australian to be so boastful about an event. See, I've been in America too long, but I have to say it really is an amazing thing. So for the first 9, you can just go there. The way you do it, we need to know you're coming. So we do a $197 refundable deposit. So you pay $197 and we give that back, because we do have limited seating. It's just a small space, and we need to make sure for your binders and materials and food and everything like that. So
yeah,
that's the deal.
Beautiful. Rachel Jane, I know that you said that it's a very American thing to be so boastful about it. I've been to the Art of Feminine Presence, and I've seen how powerful the practices are. You have a beautiful community of people who come back each year and really support you to be able to make it an embodied experience. And I got so much out of that. I really did. And I am currently trying to rearrange my schedule so I can come to Awaken Your Impact. So I hope to see you there. I hope to see our listeners there. Thank you so much for such a generous gift.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks so much for having me today.
My pleasure.
here and it looks like you're getting warmer. This is like my winter woolies that just started to come out now.
Yes, I think my partner and I might be heading out somewhere for a date day today. So I'm hoping it stays beautiful weather.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your incredible practices. Is there one last thing that you would like to share with the community?
Yeah, I'll say quickly the three top things that have really shifted my life around for my message to be heard. One is, I shared, you have to be able to be good at getting people's attention and holding it. Two, you have to be able to shift your state quickly and easily so you are in a resourceful, amazing state, and that's presence. And the third is, we need to get your handbrake off. Most people are trying to move forward and they're like, no, or something subconscious. And if we can do those three things, which we definitely do at Awaken, and but you continue to practice it in your life, that is the doorway to a magic, inspired life.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great date and have a great day.
Thank you. So if you have enjoyed listening to Rachel, Jane and I talk about presence, I ask that you hit subscribe, hit like, share, rate, review, do all of those fun things, because if you've enjoyed it, there are people that you love right now who would love to hear this as well. And if you share, then they can hear this message as well. And maybe they can bring more presence to the next time that they hang out with you. That would be awesome. So please do hit review and share it out with your community as well. It means so much to us that you can help us to share this message and continue to inspire other people to live incredible, inspired, fulfilled, awakened lives. Rachel, Jane, thank you so much. And everyone else, I'll see you next week.
Thank you.